Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's time for another inspiring interview on A Touch of Grace, and I am your host, author G.D. Grace, broadcasting live out of Palo Alto, California, home of the Golden Gate Bridge in the culturally diverse San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to say congratulations to the World Series winning San Francisco Giants. Fantastic, fellas. Today's date is November 2nd, which is also Election Day, and hopefully those Democrats get out there and continue to win like they're doing. I will certainly be voting after this show. And this is actually my seventh show, so isn't God amazing? I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and need you to know how grateful I am for your support. A Touch of Grace is approaching 1,500 listeners, 400 of which occurred over the last few days. I have to tell you, I'm humbled and amazed by the rise in ratings, not just for myself, but also for the talented writers so worthy of being in the spotlight. Last week's interview with Lynn L. Davis, author of For Colored Girls Who Struggle and Pale Girls Who Juggle, was such an inspirational segment, and I thoroughly felt honored to be the first host to interview such an innovative and creative individual. If you missed the show, it, as well as all the others, have been recorded and are available in the Blog Talk Radio archive under A Touch of Grace. Now, with the preliminary out of the way, let's slide into this evening with A Touch of Grace by meeting Paulette Harper, author of Completely Whole. Paulette, welcome to the show. How's everything going?
Hello, GD. I am doing well. Thank you very much for having me, and I am real honored to be here, so I do appreciate the time and the opportunity to come and share on your show.
Well, I want to ask you a question. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay. What is one word that would describe the temperament of your spirit right about now?
Joyful.
All righty, then. All righty, then.
Joyful.
All right, so before proceeding on into tonight's show, it's time for an original quote to christen this seventh show. I call this one The Greatest Gift. Where this life leads, where that drive and passion guides you, depends on the willingness to cast fear aside and believe, not only in who you are, but in who designed you with the mighty power of creativity out of a love so overwhelming and vast that it reaches beyond all human comprehension. Love is the greatest gift given to humanity. So let it be the fuel that thrusts you forward to where it is you are supposed to be in life. And right now, where GD is supposed to be is right here with you listeners and the lovely and gracefully gifted Paulette Harper. Paulette, when did your inspiring literary journey begin?
Well, actually, I started writing in January of 2007, so I've only been writing 3 years. And when I started writing, I came out with my first book, which is That Was Then, This Is Now, This Broken Vessel Restored, and I write Christian nonfiction inspirational books. And because my background is in ministry, I'm a minister. All of my books so far are full of, you know, God's word and scriptures, things that we need to live an everyday life. So my writing journey started actually from some setbacks and difficulties in life and just really a transition that I was in at that current time and just wanting my life to be a light and to be an inspiration to other people that were really struggling and going through divorce, which I was going through, the reason why I had wrote my first book. So it's only been 3 years, but God has enabled me to do a lot of things in the 3 years in which I have been a published author.
How wonderful. So this might sound like a similar question, but I'm going to dig a little deeper. Because that's wonderful. Because as a writer myself, I know that I wrote when I was in a very dark place, as far as, you know, expressing myself. And then once you get out of that, then there are other aspirations, and that's you want to help other people. So at what point in your life did you realize that you had the gift of literary expression?
It was actually a couple of years after I had gone through my divorce. And it was the impression that I got from God that that was the direction that he wanted me to go in. And there was things in my life that God had healed me of and had brought wholeness into my life. There's perfect timing in God. I would not have written my first book, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, because I wasn't, you know, mentally and spiritually prepared for it. But once God had really did an internal work within my life and brought wholeness and healing to me, I was then able to write and to share. And so, like I said, I started writing in January of 2007, and I have not looked back. I have just been moving with this momentum that God has given me to be able to write and to share from the impressions that he has given me, so that I can be a blessing to those who will read my writings and know that what they get from Paulette Harper will be words that is going to really empower their own lives.
Beautiful. That is beautiful. Now, there are so many wonderful adjectives associated with the name Paulette Harper, and they are author, speaker, certified life coach, freelance writer, and licensed minister. And so you are certainly a progressive spirit. So can you explain to the listeners and myself, because another fellow that I network with is also a life coach, what is it that a life coach does?
Well, basically what a life coach does is what I do. A client may be at a stage in their lives where they want to move forward but just don't know how. And so I'm like, I'm that person that pushes them into purpose and pushes them into making a commitment to really sit down and evaluate their lives so that they can accomplish everything that they set out to do. And so it's keeping a person accountable for their own lives and asking the tough questions as to why you're in this situation and where do you see yourself going, you know, this from this point on. So it's really about accountability. It's really about keeping someone abreast as to what they have said that they want to do in life. And so I bring balance to a person's life. And I keep them, if they say that they want to do something and they set goals, I make sure that they keep their goals. And so this is what my job is as a life coach, to make sure that you do exactly what you set out to do. And and I keep you accountable for everything that you say you're going to do for your own life.
Mm-hmm. So if I walked in and I was kind of frustrated with my life and, you know, and I didn't really know the direction that I wanted to go, my ideas were all over the place, you know, what would you do for me?
First of all, I would ask you what your passion is, because everybody has passion. What is it that you like to do in life, or where is it that you want to go in life? And it's questions like that that sometimes we get so fragmented because we're busy doing so many things that we have not just really kind of sat down and said, you know what, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do in life. So my job would be to find out what your desires are, what drives you, what motivates you. And then once you tell me what really drives and motivates you, then we can focus in on that and we can move you past just it, you know, it being a desire, but something that is really bringing fulfillment to your life.
So it's sort of like helping a person organize their thoughts.
Helping a person organize their thoughts, getting their, bringing it more that it's not just a thought anymore, that I'm living out creativity within me. Because if it's just, if I just leave it as, okay, I'm thinking about I want to be a nurse, but I don't push you as to, you know, okay, are you going to go to school to do that? You know, where do you want to be in that career, you know, in 5 years or 2 years or something like that? So it's taking the thought and it's taking the impressions that you want to do from your heart and it's really bringing in into fruition that you're walking into that. You're walking into your purpose. You're walking into your destiny. You're walking into that place which is going to bring you fulfillment.
You know what? A lot of what you said, and the reason I wanted you to elaborate on that is so that we get the full picture of actually what it is a life coach does. So, you know, there were some things that you said as far as your own life that there was the perfect timing in God is what led you to the 2007. And, of course, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that that was when you really broke free from whatever it was that you were dealing with. But then when you interact with these individuals, you push them into purpose, like you say, and the most important thing of all is keeping a person accountable. So does that involve follow-up with that person?
Yeah, what I do with my clients is that we work out a weekly time in which they call me, and, you know, that's an hour or whatever it's set that's conducive to both of our schedules. And so they call, and I evaluate what they've done the last week. It's really accountability. You know, I send them a package. They answer the questions about what they've done last week, what goals they set, did they achieve those goals, what blocked them from achieving those goals, how can we move forward. And so every week is a progress. And so depending on how long I'm coaching them, depending, you know, on what they're looking for. If the coaching session is 6 weeks, every week there's a progress that's going on. There should be progression going on. So that after the 6 weeks time or however long we, you know, I'm coaching them, after that period of time, what they set out to do, that is exactly what they are accomplished. That is exactly what they're going to do.
And at any given time, how many people do you work with? I know that that's very time consuming. How many people do you work with at one time?
It just kind of depends. I can coach, you know, two people at a time, but I split it out, you know, whereby, you know, I'm doing one person a week, so that I'm not overburdened with, you know, so many things. Because I still work in corporate America, believe it or not. So So I would definitely try to balance my time out with them so I'm giving them the quality time that each of them need.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, the reason I ask, you know, there was a reason behind that question, because we're going to go into each of these slices of Paulette, these wonderful slices of Paulette Harbor. Now, you're a speaker as well. So who is your audience during engagements when you speak, and what is discussed during those?
Well, my audience really is men and women. I do, you know, workshops and conferences. I leave myself open to, you know, people inviting me to come and speak. And if it's a women's conference, I'm usually speaking on whatever the theme it might be for that particular conference or whatever God gives me for that audience. My audience really encompasses people that, you know, want to hear the word of God, because most of my audience really are, you know, believers or people in the Christian church atmosphere. And so I'm really, you know, open to doing and speaking wherever, you know, doors and opportunities for people to come and invite me, because depending on, you know, what the topic may be, I know that God will give me something so that I can be a blessing to the audience that's there. Some of my topics that I have actually shared has been on divorce, on singleness, on bitterness, forgiveness. These are just some of the topics that I, you know, I'm able to share on because these are areas that I've had to live my life through and I've had to overcome and I've gotten victory in those areas. So I'm now able to share in those areas as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And on the subject of ministry, do you have your own church or are you part of a parish of another's church?
Well, actually, I've gotten remarried. Praise God. I got married in June.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. I got married in June of this year, and my husband and I'm bi-coastal right now. I live here in California, but I also have a home in Florida. And so my church, I'm married to a pastor. And mm-hmm. so we have our church in Florida, and it's entitled Word of Faith Worship Center, which is in Bradenton, Florida. So I'm there helping him in ministry. And then mm-hmm. while I'm here in California, I attend New Birth in Pittsburgh, and my bishop here is Bishop C. Carl Smith, and I'm a licensed minister under his leadership.
Outstanding. That's why I wanted to know. Just how you did that, and you pretty much explained it. You're bi-coastal. That means that you travel a lot.
I do travel a lot, but eventually next year I will be making my transition to Florida. So between now and next year, I go back and forth, and then my husband comes here as well to visit. But I do a lot of traveling.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's move in a little further into writings from the table of my heart. Paulette Harper, touching one reader at a time. That is a beautiful caption at the top of your website, which I linked to mine. I noticed
okay.
you also highlight, yes, I did. I sure did, because I believe in putting that positivity out there and the positivity that, you know, I felt, I mean, the colorfulness of it. And it was so relaxing as I was sitting there doing the research to get to know who you are. You even have the workshops that you do, and you answered the question about traveling a lot. So I read that one of your books, that was then, this is now, became a bestseller and achieved national recognition by being awarded a slot as a finalist in the 2009 Next Generation Indie Book Award, even ranked consecutively on BCNN 1, BC National Independent Publishers Bestsellers List Nonfiction. So all of that, now that I got that straight from your website, what did that experience mean to you?
That was such an honor for me. When I submitted, that was in This Is Now, to Indie Book Award, I, you know, of course, I didn't have no idea where it would rank. So many people submitting their books there. But when I got notified that I was a finalist in the nonfiction religious category, I was just elated. I really was. It was such a blessing to me that they had recognized my writing, because mind you, that was my very first book, and to be honored like that was such a oh my God, it was such a blessing to me. And and then to be on, you know, the bestsellers list as well, that's a tremendous honor. It really is. And I you know, attribute that to God's favor on my life. And so from that point on, I purpose to enter my books into other contests as well, because there's so many benefits, not just necessarily monetary benefits, but recognition. It's such an honor to be recognized by people outside of your peers that
right.
can take your book and say, you know what, this is a really good book. We want to honor the writer on it. And so that can go a lot further than you know, and that's what I really wanted to do. I put my book out there so that it can be recognized all over, and it has been, and I'm really honored, and I give God the thanks and the praise for that.
Oh, and I give God the thanks and the praise for such a wonderful spirit as yourself. And the thing that I want to know as a writer myself, I've received accolades for some of the the fictional work that I've put out there. But what is it like for you on that scale? What type of feedback do you get from people? It's got to be wonderful, I know.
Yes, it is. It really is. You know, the feedback that I've been getting from people is that, you know, the book, that particular book has really been a tremendous blessing to them. And then even, you know, with my next book, Completely Whole, just being able to be a tremendous asset to the kingdom of God, to write inspirational and empowering words that really, the bottom line is really uplifting every man and woman of God, and even those that are just really struggling in their walk with, you know, with God. My purpose in writing really is to empower and to enrich the lives of those readers who will embrace my inspirational words into their lives. And so it's been a wonderful experience. It's been an awesome joy to be able to share with people and to share with readers what I'm able to do and what I'm capable of doing with the words that God has given me.
Wow. Is there one comment from a reader that really let you know that what you were doing and what you are doing is impacting? Is there one comment in particular, you know, out of all the ones that I know that you've gotten, the feedback that you, is there one that really just lets you know, uh-huh, yeah?
Yeah, actually there was. When I wrote That Was Then, This Is Now, I got an email from a reader. And she had told me, she said, our stories were so much identical, it was just crazy. Because I had been divorced for, you know, several years. And so she had told me, she said, I have been going through something for 4 years. And she said, when I got your book and I read your book, she said, you told my story. And I just want to say thank you, because what you shared with me has really liberated me and brought healing to my life. And that brought tears to me, because I knew that I had shared something and I had written something from God that really penetrated this lady's heart. And that's really what it's about. I want to write books that really will touch the heart of people, that once they read it, that they're going to be changed, not by based by, you know, something per se, that because of Paulette, but because the words that are inspired by God. And so that lady really blessed me. And from that point on, I knew that this was really the destiny and purpose in which God had allowed me to go through all the heartache and the pain to get me to a place that, you know, it's not about Paulette. It's about reaching other people with what tools he has given me. And I gladly share that with people.
You know what, and we need it. We need it out here in this world, I'm telling you right now. So I don't even have to ask, it's more of a rhetorical question. Your genre of writing is Christian and inspirational. So that is really your calling in life.
Yeah, it really is. And one day I do want to write a novel. I do want to write of something fiction. I do. But right now, God just has me in this place where I'm writing, you know, and pulling scriptures and elaborating on that, and making my books into books that people can use as study guides, and along with their Bibles, they can walk through the Bible with, you know, with my book and stuff. And so that brings me great joy that people can do that.
And you know what? It's bringing me great joy as a writer and as a spiritual person myself to be here on the airwaves listening to your wonderful story. Now, you have three books on the market presently, and they are Completely Whole, your most recent, Victorious Living for Women, and That Was Then and This Is Now. So can you tell the listeners a little bit more about Completely Whole and what to expect from their reading experience of that beautiful project?
Yeah, Completely Whole. I'm real excited about this particular book. Completely Whole, I call it a blueprint for readers. It really is a book that if people are looking for spiritual growth, if they're looking for how to truly live a fulfilling life, being completely whole really is it. I call it a blueprint for readers because I use it, people can use it as a guide. And it is really a book that can really transform their lives and bring them to a place that they are living a healthier spiritual life. There is a prayer and a confession at the end of every chapter that really emphasizes what they've read previously. And because it is, it's full of the Word of God, completely whole deals with the spirit of the man, spirit, soul, and body. And so I have tried not to leave anything out. I've put a lot of detail, a lot of scriptures. There are meditations in there. There's all sorts of passages of scriptures that people can take and identify where they are spiritually. And then I also identify those areas in our lives that really can block us from receiving, from being completely whole in certain areas. And so those are some of the things that I cover. It's very inspiring. It's very hopeful. It's very and very encouraging, a clear-cut book that really, if they really allow God's Word and the power of God's Word to transform them, they can live that completely whole life, healthy as well.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? I tell you, it's yet another. The more authors I interview, the more books I want to read because I read books. But now that I am in this literary game out here, this whole process, listening to what the content is of some of the books that are out here now, and me, because I'm always looking to grow more spiritual, to feel completely whole, it's just letting me know that I'm going to be purchasing this book too. I have to have, I want an autographed copy of this book. And,
okay.
And I like how the concept of this book, it's, okay, you called it a blueprint for readers, and there are prayer and confessions at the end of every chapter. So is that something that before you started writing, you had already mapped out how it was going to be, that at the end of every chapter, it was going to be kind of like, okay, let's kind of go through this prayer and do some confessions? And I would assume that the confessions are you're confessing things about yourself to bring them out into the open. So was that the intent that you had?
Yeah, it really was. What I wanted to do with the prayer, I really wanted, for instance, one of my chapters in my book, it talks about, Lord, I'm made whole by my experiences. And so I talk a lot about the experiences that we go through in life and how we can become whole. Even through bad experiences, God can work all things, out for our good. And so the prayer really is acknowledging that I've gone through certain things in life and that I'm going to make a decision to allow my experiences to make me into a better person, to develop me. And so that prayer really is an affirmation as to what the person has read, in the prior chapter. And then the confession really is a reinforcement of the prayer and a reinforcement of what they read in that chapter.
Oh, okay. Kind of like to see what they've comprehended and,
yes,
and will take away from it. Because it's one thing to read a book and then walk away from it. This one is you read the book and you really do take something away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the idea behind the prayer and the confession because, like you said, we can read something and walk away and then forget what we read. But I really believe with this particular book that you read a chapter and then you pray it. you're praying the chapter, really. And so it's really reinforcing what you've read. And then your confession really is about, you know what, I'm confessing what I've just read, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And if this is our confession, then we're going to be accountable to what comes out of our mouths.
Oh, that is heavy. Confessing what I just read. You just gave me something new. That's a very powerful statement right there. And to go back on something that you said earlier, you discussed divorce, singleness, bitterness, forgiveness. Those are real biggies, especially the singleness, because, you know, there's a feeling of loneliness. And then, mm-hmm. of course, the bitterness, you know, you could feel bitter because you are alone. But then you have to think. And the reason I'm saying all this is because I speak from personal experience, because, mm-hmm. you know, being a single person out here, amongst other things, you know, you could feel that God has turned his back on you, when in reality, I believe, you are where you are supposed to be, and mm-hmm. and it sounds to me like Completely Whole is a blueprint to let you know that instead of thinking this way about the situation that you're in, think of it this other way, that this is an opportunity for you to reevaluate your life, and then also what you want your future to look like. So I applaud the project that you have out there, and I certainly want to give you an opportunity at this time in the show, and I'm going to do it a little later in the show. But can you give the listeners the website that they can purchase these books at?
Sure. My website is www.pauletteharper.com. And they can also, now if they want an autographed copy, that's where they need to purchase my book, on my website. And all three of my books are available. That was in This Is Now, Victorious Living for Women, which is the anthology, and then also Completely Whole. The great thing about purchasing on my website, Completely Whole, is they can download a workbook that can go. Yeah, they can download a workbook that's free of charge that they can print out, and it's 65 questions. I thought of 5 or 6 questions per chapter for the reader, so they can ask those questions, and they can answer those questions, you know, as they go along and they read it. And so they can also go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My book is available on most all of the online retail bookstores.
Sounds wonderful. Okay, well, I will give you an opportunity to give that information a little later in the show. And then also I want the listeners to know that all of the authors that appear on this show, as well as other fabulous authors, can also their information can also be found at a single point, and that would be at http://author.com/ author to be, that's AUTHOR, the number 2, BE, .wordpress.com. And that is my blog site. And I always plug that because sometimes people will remember that as opposed to remembering the web addresses that the authors give out. But nevertheless, we just want to cover all bases. So that's why I went on ahead and plugged that. So the next question I have for you, Paulette, are you self-published?
Yes, with Completely Whole, I did publish this book myself. My publishing company is called I Word Publishing. And my first book that was in This Is Now, I went with a subsidiary publishing, Tate Publishing, picked that book up. Victorious Living for Women, an anthology, I went with Subur Pullins, published that particular book. But with Completely Whole, I actually wanted a traditional publisher to pick my book up, and I did try to get it published the traditional way, but nobody picked it up. But I know my book was a good book. I knew, what God had given me, and so I decided to just go ahead and self-publish it, and I did, and it was actually a lot easier than I thought. that it was going to be. And so I'm real grateful that I took that route because I can do whatever I want to do with my book and put it wherever I want and promote it however I want, and nobody, can tell me what to do with it. So, yes, I did self-publish this one.
Well, you know what? You just answered my next question, because I was going to ask what have been some of the roadblocks that you've encountered. And there's that inner light within you shining, that passion, that drive, that ambition. You said, I'll go ahead and do it this way then.
Yeah, exactly, because self-publishing is so easy to do. And with my first book, things had moved so quickly for me. I didn't even take the time out to self-publish it, and I don't regret going that route. I believe that God did, God answered my prayer, because that was the direction that I was supposed to go in at that particular time. But I don't think I would tell any aspiring writer, if they really believe that what they have written is worth somebody picking up a copy of it, regardless of you get turned down as many times, as you possibly can, be committed and stay focused in on getting the book out there, and you can self-publish it yourself, And I think that that's a great thing, because I've seen some wonderful, wonderful books from the front of the book, the design, to the writing, the layout, and a lot of books don't even look like they've been self-published. They look like a traditional publisher put it out there. But it can be just as the quality of the book can be just as good as a traditional publisher putting the book out there.
Wow. And that's what I've found in networking on Facebook. Facebook has opened so many doors for me, along mm-hmm. with the self-publishing avenue, and along with the Blog Talk Radio and the Blog Talk site that I have. So I have a question. Who designed your colorful website? Who did that?
King Highway Design did my website for me, and when people go to my website, they can go to the bottom of my website. I have a counter down there, and it has the name of King's Highway, and I so appreciate them, because they gave me, and it's not templates, they actually designed my website for me. They gave me a couple of different models to go from and pick what I wanted, and so that's what I came out. That's the format that I wanted. But they do they take care of my website for me. Any changes that I want, they update it for me. My calendar, I just have to send them the information, and so I highly recommend them. For anybody that's looking for a website developer, and they're reasonable too.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me, because I'll go back to your website and click on them, because I'm finding out so many wonderful things about the self-publishing experience. For me, it's like, okay, you have this product out here, so how do you move it for the less amount of money for print? And now you've introduced me and the listeners to a website design place, so I really appreciate that. So now, before we continue, Paulette, I want to open the lines up to take a couple of calls to allow someone listening to ask you a question. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here, let's do it. Okay. 323-717, you're on. Would you like to ask the fabulous Paulette a question?
Yes, I'd like to do that and also make a statement.
Sure.
This is Steve Robinson, one of your friends from Facebook, Steamy
yes.
Trails Creative Writers.
Yes.
You're doing a job.
Oh, why, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. You kind of broke up in the beginning. What was your name again?
I am Reverend Tracy Robinson from Steamy Trails.
Outstanding. I was telling Paulette about Steamy Trails before the show actually started. I appreciate the encouragement, my sister. Did you want to ask Paulette a question, or did you just?
What I'd like to say is, from what I've heard in this interview, and it has been a complete interview, this has been awesome. You are a wonderful woman of God. I aspire to be where you are. I write poetry, and is there any advice? You've done a lot of talking about self-publishing. I am learning so much, but is there any advice as a woman trying to get into this thing that you could give me?
You know what? You just put your stuff out there. One thing that I did that really helped me was I started submitting a lot of my my articles to different places so that people could get familiar with me and my writings. And so what I did was I took from my first book that was in This Is Now, I have a chapter in that book entitled Don't Get Bitter, Get Better. And so I took that particular article and I started shooting it out at all these other online magazines, and they started publishing it. And so people started getting familiar with who I was, and then that brings people back to my website, my blog, you know. And so I would just, you know, encourage you, put some, some enticing poetry out there, you know, a little here, a little there. There's a lot of free stuff that you can do as well. It's called Sync, and I did some speaking on there, and I just, you know, put it out there on Facebook, and I mean, there's so many things that you can do, and I just encourage you, you know, don't get discouraged. Just put your poetry out there. If you gotta self-publish it yourself, just do that, you know. And there's places and people that would, you know, my blog that I have is called Empowering to Prosper, and I feature authors. My blog is used to for blog tours. So there are so many things that you can do to get yourself out there and get yourself known. And so I just encourage you, my sister.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling in. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and say what you were going to say.
On your website, is there information on there? I'm also involved in a lot of women's ministries. Is there a way that we can get in touch with you to have you come? Because I'm right here in Cali. I'm in L.A., but is there a way that we can speak?
Yeah, okay. You can go to my website, pauletteharper.com, and you can find my guest book. But you can also send me an email. My email address is info@pauletteharper.com.
Thank you so much. God bless
you. Bless you.
No, thank you. You know what?
I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. And I want to get a word in and say that the two of you talking, I just got chill bumps all over.
I'm gonna have to look you up on Facebook as well.
Please do. Please do.
Okay. And how did she find you on Facebook again?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
That's Tracy, okay, honey. You don't have to be nervous.
I'm Tracy Robinson, just T-R-A-C-Y Robinson.
Okay. I wrote it down. I'm going to look you up.
And I'm in Steamy Trails, and, yeah, I'm all over the place.
Okay,
we gotta get
wonderful.
We got to get her pulled into Steamy Trails, too, Tracy.
Please come in. You will love it. It is so warm and friendly, and it's just awesome. It's an awesome place, and God is working.
Okay. I'm going to look that up tonight, definitely. Thank
you.
Okay,
Tracy, thank you so much for coming on, Tracy. I'm going to try to take one more caller. Okay. See you later, hon. Okay, let's see. 215-921, you are on with author G.D. Grace and the fabulous Paulette Harper.
Hi, author G.D. Grace. How are you?
Hey, Ms. Richburg, how you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Ms. Harper, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Who am I speaking with again?
My name is Judy Richburg.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I was just wanting to say, you know, just continue being inspiring to women, you know, and it seems like I only heard bits and pieces because I was in between, but from what I heard, you're doing something that's very inspiring, and this has been a great interview. Good job, Judy.
Thank you very much. And Paulette, she, Ms. Richburg has the Ms. Richburg show. Yeah, so.
Okay. And are you on Facebook, too?
Yes, ma'am. I'm also the CEO and founder of Richburg Promotions. But yes, I am on Facebook. I'm on GD's friend list. I just sent you a friend request while I was waiting to get in queue to speak. But I really don't have much to say. I just wanted to call in and show some love.
Thank you.
Stay encouraged. You know.
Thank you.
Stay encouraged in the Lord, you know.
I appreciate the call, Judy, okay?
You're welcome, baby.
All right, honey. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Okay. God, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, that's I tell you right now, I have met some really wonderful people on Facebook, and you're one of them, Paulette. Even though I met you through Blog Talk Radio, I'm so glad that I could be the vessel that links other people together, and because I believe that you and Tracy are going to probably do something, and who knows, Miss Richburg as well. So what I want to know is what life experiences motivated you, Paulette? What life experience motivates you every day?
What life experience motivates me every day? When I see that I can help someone else fulfill their own purpose in life, when I can be a vehicle like you are, when I can be a vehicle to help and inspire and encourage other people, when I see that something that I can say to someone that may be going through some difficulties, that my words can really be used to bring hope and encouragement to them, that really motivates me. When I hear people give testimonies as to, you know, maybe I've shared something with them, something that I've written, you know, I prayed for someone, those things like that really touch my life and they really motivate me. And life is just great, and I see that I can be a blessing to other people because that's really what it's about, me being blessed so that I can bless others.
Well, you know what? You are definitely a blessing for people out there, including myself, and you are just a beacon of light in a world that is just really way out there right about now. So what I want to ask, who are your literary influences? Do you have one in particular?
Actually, you know, I don't have one in particular. And to be really honest with you, I have just really started reading a lot of, you know, Christian fiction and novels since I come into writing. Prior to 2007, a lot of my reading really was, you know, T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer and Creflo Dollar, and I still read those books, but because now I'm in a, you know, I have expanded my reading capabilities
uh-huh.
now. I can read, you know, I'm able to read Christian fiction, and so there is not one particular person that, you know, that has really inspired me. It's just been quite a few people that I've been able to glean from different people to help me in my walk. I've read in the Christian genre, in the Christian fiction, you know, Kendra Bellamy. I've read Wanda Campbell, Michelle Simpson. So, you know, writers like that have just kind of, I've taken some of what they've done and you know, their experiences, and that has really, I've been able to glean from them.
Outstanding. Well, I have another question. I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to try to get in at least a couple more.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Writing full time.
All right.
I want to be able to write full time, and then also I want to be able to hold women's conferences and to do a lot more workshops for writers.
Mm-hmm.
I do the writing coaching and I do the workshops, and I want to be able to do that a lot more. So in 5 years, holding the conferences, the writing full time, definitely.
Working for yourself.
Working for myself, and then definitely working full-time in the ministry with my husband as well.
Well, amen to that. And also, in the harmony of the election that's going on today, Which civil rights hero do you admire and why?
Well, of course, I think for me, it definitely would be Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because of his example that you can achieve anything that you want in life without having to physically fight for stuff. That, mm-hmm. You know, he paved the way for us. He really did. He paved the way, and he gave us hope. I mean, he died when I was really, really young. And mm-hmm. so growing up knowing that this man sacrificed for me so that I could have the freedom to choose and the freedom to do whatever I wanted to do, and that he spoke some things that, you know, way back then, he spoke some things that we're living in now. And so that has really, he was a great inspiration for my life. And I'm, you know, grateful to all of them, really, that walked and protested so that we can live in the freedom that we have today.
Outstanding. And, you know, there were some encouraging words that came from an author, Tassan Haynes. He's an English teacher out of Connecticut, and then also Miss Richburg, because I was pretty broken when I walked away from corporate America almost 3 years ago, and I was so disillusioned with everything, but they helped me realize and reconfirm that the reason we vote is to have mm-hmm. our voices heard and to mm-hmm. also pay tribute to the people that did, you know, go through so much adversity, the squirt, getting squirt with the water hoses, the mauling of
uh-huh.
the dog, the police brutality, you know, it just reaffirms, and you just reaffirmed for me that after this show, I'm getting in my car. As a matter of fact, I was trying to do that earlier, but I'm going to get to that voting booth to vote, to have my voice heard as well. So, you know, it has been a phenomenal hour with you, and I want you to go ahead and plug that purchase location once again for the listeners who may have joined later on in the show. So go for it.
Okay. They can purchase any one of my books on my website, which is www.pauletteharper.com. And I want to add, Victorious Living for Women is an anthology that I did, and that encompasses 40 women, 40 powerful women who got together to share and their own personal stories of triumph. And so if people are looking for a book that really wants to, you know, share a different stories of women, that actually would be the ideal book. But they can go to my website, pauletteharper.com. My books are on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any online retail bookstore. They can find copies of any one of my books, actually.
Okay, and I'm going to make sure that with everything that is in me as a person out here highlighting other authors as well, that your information is on my blog site, and it's currently on there now, but I'm also going to write a post review of this show after I listen to it again to go ahead and get in some of the very detailed points that you made during this interview so that people that are listening, you know, can go ahead and if they didn't get a chance to hear the live show, if they didn't get a chance to go to the archive to listen to the recorded show that they have, some people prefer to read. And
mm-hmm.
So I just thank you for being a guest, and I know that you are locally, and I know that another guy that I met locally named Michael, who wrote a book called The Dopeless Hope Fiend, I know that, you know, before long we will connect on networking face-to-face so that we could see what we could sync up together and what inspiration we can take away from that power meeting. So I just can't say thank you enough, Paulette, for, you know, blessing A Touch of Grace with your grace.
Why, thank you. I so appreciate that. I too believe, just like you, is so needed out here in this area. So I'm real grateful that I know you now, live right here in the Bay Area, And I'm going to check out that other site so that I can, cause then, you know, meet other people in this Bay Area. So thank you for having me on the show. I do appreciate it, and may God bless you. And you have a spot on my blog. Anytime you're ready to be featured on there, please let me know. I'd love to feature you as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And what I would like to say is A Touch of Grace thanks the listeners for tuning in and increasing its rating, its level of rating as far as listenership. And I would also like to encourage everyone to tune in for the next show, which is going to be this Friday the 5th, in which I interview the charismatic Kimothy A. Clark, author of Finesse in the Game. And on a last note, I would like to say that on this historic day, because every election day and every day is actually a historic day if you are blessed to see it through, you know, take the time to encourage someone with a smile, with a kind word, and embrace those that you love, because in the next second, in the next minute, in the next hour, it may be too late. That's what I would like to leave you with tonight. And once again, Paulette, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. We will talk again.
All right, love. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.